The question was central, because if he were a king in name only, I would rather go back to the chocolate factory. I would remain a Christian, but I would know that my religion was only a set of principles, excellent and to be followed, but hardly demanding devotion. Suppose, on the other hand, that I were to discover God to be a person, in the sense that he communicated and cared, and loved and led. That was something quite different. That was the kind of king I would follow into any battle. And somehow, sitting there in the moonlight that September night in Glasgow, I knew that my probing into God's nature was going to begin with this issue of money. That night I knelt in front of the window and made a covenant with him. "Lord," I said, "I need to know if I can trust you in practical things. I thank you for letting me earn the fees for the first semester. I ask you now to supply the rest of them. If I have to be so much as a day late in paying, I shall know that I am supposed to go back to the chocolate factory." It was a childish prayer, petulant and demanding, but then I was still a child in the Christian life. The remarkable thing is that God honoured my prayer, but not without first testing me in some rather amusing ways. The first semester sped by. Mornings we spent in the classrooms, studying systematic theology, homiletics, world religions, linguistics, the type of courses taught in any seminary. In the afternoon we worked at practical skills, bricklaying, plumbing, carpentry, first aid, tropical hygiene, motor repair. For several weeks all of us, girls as well as boys, worked at the Ford factory in London, learning how to take a car apart and put it together. In addition to these standard trades, we were taught to build huts out of palm fronds and how to make mud jars that would hold water. And meanwhile we took turns in the kitchen and the laundry and the garden. No one was exempt. One of the students was a doctor, a German woman, and I used to watch her scouring garbage pails as though she were preparing a room for surgery. The weeks passed so fast that soon it came time for me to head out on the first of several training trips in evangelism. "You're going to like this, Andy," said Mr. Dinnan. "It's an exercise in trust. The rules are simple. Each student on your team is given a £1 banknote. With that you go on a missionary tour through Scotland. You're expected to pay your own transportation, your own lodging, your food, any advertising you want to do, the renting of halls, providing refreshments. All on a £1 note? Worse than that, when you get back to school after 4 weeks, you're expected to pay back the pound." I laughed. "Sounds like we'll be passing the hat all the time." "Oh, you're not allowed to take up collections, never. You're not to mention money at your meetings. All of your needs have got to be provided without any manipulation on your part, or the experiment is a failure."